Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. It was a warm, sunny Friday afternoon as I stood waiting for the hearse and the family to arrive at our local crematorium. It's a brand new facility, one that I'd never been to before, so I made sure that I arrived well before the scheduled service in order to get a look around the place and familiarize myself with the setting. As I had arrived early, I took the opportunity to introduce myself to the crematorium staff. It was as the three of us stood basking in the sunshine, waiting for the funeral party to arrive, that we began discussing our plans for the upcoming weekend. The young lady who was in charge of the crematorium said that she couldn't wait to get home and open up a bottle of wine because she wanted to get really drunk. One of the men standing there asked her why she was going to do that. She responded that earlier that morning they had a funeral for a six-month-old child and that this heartbreaking event really got to her. It was then that she looked directly at me and said, "You're the professional in these things. Why did God let this happen? It just seems so unfair." While her question did contain a tone of anger and resentment, I didn't get the feeling that she asked it in a hostile manner. Instead, I think she really wanted to know why something so tragic, something so seemingly unfair, was allowed to happen. I must confess that her question caught me completely off guard, and I think I probably mumbled some kind of theological platitude, which really didn't give her any kind of comfort or an answer. But her question did cause me to think about how the world seeks to answer such difficult questions of life and death. The hardcore radical evolutionist might see this young child's death as a tragic and painful event for the parents and family, but their answer, I suppose, will leave us cold and disillusioned. Ultimately, their response would be that this act of nature was kind and good for humanity. The defective genes of this child would be eliminated from the universal gene pool, and actually, humanity would be better off because of this child's death. This is merely survival of the fittest in action. And Eastern religions don't give us any more comfort with their response. A Hindu or a Buddhist might say that this child was paying for sins committed in a previous life. But don't worry. The seemingly endless circle of reincarnation means that this child will one day reappear on Earth. Who knows? Maybe as another human, or as a tree, or a bird, or a dung beetle. This was merely one more stage on the way to nirvana. But I suppose most folks in Western Europe would react in the very same way that my new friend did, with confusion and resentment. Why? Why was this young life snuffed out before it had a chance to begin? These feelings, I would submit, come from a Christian background and worldview. Only in a Judeo-Christian worldview does human life have real meaning and importance. Only here are we made in the image of God, and thus life is significant and valuable. In fact, our lives are so valuable to God that He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the flesh to suffer, to be tempted as we are tempted, and ultimately to die in our place. Therefore, life truly is meaningful, and the death of a child is tragic and painful. I suppose I should have used this opportunity to talk to her about baptism, to assure her that if the child had been baptized, they would have already passed through death once with Christ and been raised to new life with Him in the waters of holy baptism. That faith, granted by the Holy Spirit, would have been born in this child, and even though physical death had done its worst, its unfair worst, this child had eternal life now in Christ's loving arms, with no more pain or suffering or sadness. The words of Jesus are the only comfort we can find in a tragic moment like this. They are our only consolation and hope. Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you are the consolation of the sorrowful and the strength of the weak. Hear the prayers of all those who are in tribulation and distress, so that in all their necessities they may mark and receive your abundant help and comfort. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.